Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. We're going to start off with some groovin' music from Groovopolis. This is from their self-titled debut on the Blue Bamboo label. And we're going to listen to New Blood. Now, this group features Chris Cortez on guitar. Now, I featured some of Chris's music just a few weeks ago, and he's still playing in New Orleans. I think you'll really enjoy this next tune that I'm going to play for you. Groovopolis with New Blood, starting off this edition of In Transition. Thank you. That was music from Groovopolis and New Blood. That was taken from their new album, simply entitled Groovopolis. You're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM, coming to you from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa at 89.1. We're going to continue now with some music from Gypsy Schaefer, and this is from their brand new album, simply entitled Gypsy Schaefer. We're going to listen to a composition written by alto saxophonist Andy Volker. Andy is part of the band. We also have trombonist Joel Yenior, Edward Perez on bass, and Chris Punis is on drums. We're going to listen to a composition called Red Sun.
Thank you.
That was a lovely piece entitled Arrival, The Arrival, from Colin Stranahan's quintet based out of Denver, Colorado. Colin is a 17-year-old drummer that's really making a name for himself, and he just signed a record deal with Capri Records, also based in Denver. Michael Bailey on tenor sax, Kenny Warren on trumpet, Jeff Jenkins on piano, and Ken Walker on bass. And on that last piece that we just heard, we listened to the trio, Jeff Jenkins on piano, Ken Walker on bass, and Colin with some very beautiful brushwork. I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM. And just before that, we heard Gypsy Schaefer from their self-titled debut album, and The Red Sun. Let's take a trip over to Sweden and listen to a newcomer on the jazz scene over there. Her name is Amanda Sedgwick, and she has a new album out entitled Reunion. What I like about this album is that it features Philip Harper. Philip's been on the jazz scene for quite a number of years over in the States, but he's traveled worldwide as well. And I think having him along for the ride really adds a lot of edge to this recording. Daniel Tilling is on piano, Martin Schusted on bass, and Gilbert Matthews is on drums. We're going to listen to, this is a great rendition of I've Never Been in Love Before, Amanda Sedgwick from her album Reunion.
the gods love sacrifices. They swarm like flies to the sweet savor. The world is eater and eaten.
Famished in packs off the English coast. Locust plagues of buzz bombs blacken skies. German ovens round us belly.
found so little to set against the beast's Goliath belly. Quiet as a pearl, she disappeared. She passed untainted through the body of the world, on to the charnel floor to lie. Bones of the afflicted, almost the paradise she craved.
That was music from the Jazz Composers Alliance Orchestra with Rebecca Shrimpton on the vocal. The music was written by Daryl Katz, and the text was written by Paula Tatarunis, and it's taken from the album The Death of Simone Weil. That's taken. That's a new release on the Innova label, and hopefully in the weeks to come, I will feature this recording more. Very interesting stuff indeed. Before that, we heard some music from Amanda Sedgwick from Stockholm, Sweden, and her new album, Reunion. And she did a great job there on I've Never Been in Love Before. And we're going to hear some more music from Amanda a little later on in the show. Here's some music from a legend. Now, when I talk about jazz legends, this one ranks up there with the top. When it comes to bassists, Miroslav Vitos was the original, one of the original Weather Report founders. When he released his debut solo album in 1969, it was entitled Infinite Search. That disc featured John McLaughlin on guitar, drummer Jack Dejanet, the late sax great Joe Henderson, and pianist Herbie Hancock. It served as a blueprint for the Czechoslovakian's latest album, Universal Syncopations, on ECM. The new CD also features McLaughlin and Jack Dejanet, plus saxophonist Jan Garbarek and pianist Chick Corea. We're going to listen to a composition entitled Faith Run. Now, this particular tune is augmented by the brass section of trumpeter Wayne Bergeron and also trumpeter flugelhornist Valerie Panamarev and trombonist Isaac Smith. So let's give a listen to some new music from bassist Miroslav Vitos with Faith Run. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was music from the Jazz Composers Alliance Orchestra from their album In, Through, and Out. And we just heard Bats. And just before that, Lee Konitz from his new album, The American Jazz Institute, presents One Day with Lee. And we heard Palo Alto. Remember last week I featured some music, some great music that Lee recorded with Lenny Tristano back in the 1950s. And I tell you, he hasn't lost his edge or his spirit. And that was evident on this new recording, which features, among others, Bill Perkins, Cecilia Coleman, Jack Montrose is also featured on this album as well. You're listening to In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. And we're going to move on now to some music from Ken Hatfield's trio. Ken Hatfield on guitar has been writing instructional books and compositional awards from ASCAP, publishing not only for jazz but also ballet scores as well for many, many years. Hatfield has worked with artists as diverse as pop singers Pat Benatar, Melissa Manchester, R&B vocalist Benny King, even bluesman ZZ Hill, French composer Charles Aznavour, and even on the jazz roster side of things, Chico Hamilton, Jack McDuff, and even Marcus Miller. Now, in between all of this, Hatfield has found time to release 5 solo CDs. Now, this latest one that I'm going to feature for you this afternoon is entitled The Surrealist Table, and it features upbeat swing numbers, poignant ballads, and Latin-tinged pieces like Castalia, which we're going to hear in just a few seconds. Castalia shows the influence of another great jazz guitarist, and I'm speaking of the late Charlie Byrd. So after we listen to that, we're going to listen to some music from guitarist Doug Womble. Now, Doug is a throwback from the 1950s. He has his 1955 Gretsch Constellation Acoustic set up to a microphone in order to be recorded or amplified in a very simple manner. There's no effects when he comes to the table playing his guitar. The Tennessee native's new CD is entitled Country Libations, and it's on the Marsalis Music Rounder Records label. Now, this may seem out of place on a label bearing the Marsalis' name, but his playing shows the jazz influence of saxophonist Ornette Coleman even more than that of other guitarists. On Libation number 2, Trouble Lord, Womble even adds his soulful gospel-tinged vocals. Now, after that, we're going to listen to something that I'm really looking forward to, and it's music from guitarist Dominic Miller. Now, when pop star Sting gave a book of Bach's classical music to his guitarist Dominic Miller, he likely didn't know what he'd started. We were about to set out on his last world tour, Miller says, and he gave me the book and said, "That should keep you occupied." So by the end of Sting's marathon Brand New Day tour, Miller's new occupation had become an obsession. Shapes is the result. It's a disc of classical pieces by composers like Bach, Beethoven, and even Albinoni. Featuring trumpeter Chris Botti on this release really adds an edge to the festivities. And I have to say, Chris is one of my favorite trumpet players. And I think when I play for you Bach's Prelude number 3, you're going to see what I mean. So let's get started with music from Ken Hatfield's trio and a composition that he calls Castalia.
to his knee. Freedom lost and found again, never quite released. Where can relief be found? Soldier fighting on, never ending strife. Woman sits at home warm, fearful for his life. A man to his knee. Freedom lost and found again, never quite released. Where can relief be found? I'm gonna keep on praying, my Lord, bring this world some peace. Only then will we truly find relief. Found.
That was a beautiful version of Johann Sebastian Bach's great, great piece, The Prelude No. 3, featuring Chris Botti on trumpet. And Chris is one of my favorite trumpet players. I'd like to dedicate that last piece to François Gauthier, who does the classical music show here every Sunday morning. And in my view, it's one of the best in Ottawa. And François, if you're listening, that's for you. Before that, we heard Doug Womble. Doug is an interesting vocalist and guitarist out of the United States. And we heard Libation No. 2, Trouble Lord, and that's taken from his new album, Country Libations, released on the Marsalis Music Rounder Records label. And we started the set off with Ken Hatfield's trio with Castalia from his album, The Surrealist Table. And beautiful number. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM. I think it's time to go back to Lee Konitz and listen to some more music from his new album, One Day with Lee. And let's give a listen to a composition entitled Gondola.
Thank you.
I'm going to make a prediction. If this woman continues the way she's been going, especially on this release, I think that Amanda Sedgwick is going to have a bright future as a musician. That was a killer version of Blue Jay. Amanda Sedgwick with Philip Harper on trumpet, and of course Amanda on alto sax, Daniel Tilling on piano, Martin Schustedt on bass, and Gilbert Matthews on drums. And just before that, we heard another great alto sax player, the great Lee Konitz from his album One Day with Lee. And Lee is still in the pocket, cooking as usual, and conveying his abilities in a spirited manner. There's no doubt about it. Lee Konitz, a true legend in the world of jazz. Here's some music from guitarist Henry Johnson, who has of late has been quite frustrated about breaking out into the general public in terms of exposure on the jazz scene. Henry Johnson has been playing for a number of years. In fact, he was here in Ottawa with Stanley Turrentine just a few years ago. This is something from his new album entitled Organic, and we're going to listen to a beautiful version of It Could Happen to You. Thank you.
Hi, this is Barbara Montgomery, and you are listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM with your host, Randy McElligott.
many years ago. That was a hit for Earth, Wind, and Fire. That was Sing a Song, written by Sammy Kahn. From Richard Smith's new album, Solidified, Richard Smith is an excellent guitarist, beautiful flowing lines on that last number. And just before that, we heard Henry Johnson and the Oregon Express featuring Nancy Wilson on vocals. And we heard It Could Happen to You from his latest album, Organic. We're going to continue now with some music from a legendary guitarist who appeared here last year at the Ottawa International Jazz Festival, Pat Martino, from his Blue Note release, Think Tank. Here is Earthlings. Thank you. Boy, I tell you, when you consider only a few short years ago, Larry Carlton took a bullet that almost ended his life. He's back in fine form on that last track that we just heard. That was Friday Night Shuffle from his new album Sapphire Blue. And before that, we heard legendary guitarist Pat Martino from his album Think Tank and Earthlings. I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO FM 89.1. We're also streaming on the internet at www.chuo.fm. And I'll be your host until 3 o'clock this afternoon when Ozzy steps in with German news, music, and commentary until 4:30 p.m. Let's wrap things up this afternoon, starting off with guitarist Paul Brown from his album Up Front. Here's 24/7.
Thank you.
Well, we just heard some new music from Joyce Cooling, a guitarist out of the States, recording for the Nevada Jazz label, and we heard The Wizard, taken from her album This Girl's Gotta Play. Well, this guy's gotta go. My name is Randy McElligott. I've been your host for the past 2 hours. You've been listening to In Transition. Hope you have a great week, and don't forget Ozzy's coming up next with German news, music, and commentary until 4:30 this afternoon. Bye for now.